Missouri Synod.
Well, it's all well and good, all of it, but the thing I remember most about last year is that they started work on the Luther Tower.
Getting back to my room, too. We'll see you.
tomorrow, Henry. Hi. Get everything straightened out? Took so long to register, they charged me late registration.
Thank you.
shipyard? Well, I finally arrived safely after a rather rough trip. I'm still getting settled. As you had told me, I found that country life would be quite a bit different than what I had in New York. But with a little patience, I guess one learns how to endure it all. Or perhaps I ought to say almost all of it. Because there's one part of this country life that is about driving me nuts. And that is this blasted friendliness towards everybody and everything. It seems that everybody tries to see who is the friendliest. And after a while, it gets to be pretty ridiculous. Many people running around. All seems to be in such a hurry. They're just like a bunch of communists rushing here and rushing there. I went to one of them there cocktail parties you were always telling me about. They had one as a welcoming party for me. It's really different from the parties we have down in Texas.
Keep your lips in the prince's temple. You know who? Mom, get on your back. Thank you.
folks are right nice people. They're so classy and smooth and well-mannered and all those things. I got invited to one of those cocktail parties, as I said the last time. There was supposed to be a bunch more, but they all had to be called off for first one thing and another, like the hostess being sick or the house burning down. I just got back from the congregational meeting. I left early because, they were going to stay and decide what my duties would be for the coming year. They're still over there deciding. I'd sure like to know what they're deciding.
The first question they have is, how can we get rid of our musicker?
I haven't actually done much yet. Mostly just getting acquainted with everyone. Anyway, I think the most the congregation is getting to like me better now, and I know I'm sure getting to like New York better, too.
Well, we can't get him here. What would the Episcopal Church next door think? Well, the problem as I see it is, we have signed a contract, and he has signed a contract, and in short, we're stuck. How about the moon? People, let's be reasonable about this. First of all, they do not send vicars as missionaries to Africa.
To the moon?
No, people. We can't send them to the moon either. We just don't send vicars to the moon. Besides, how could we send them to Africa? They just finished fighting one war there. What would the natives think about America? No, we'll leave that to the United States government and the Peace Corps.
As far as the meeting is concerned, it went pretty well. Except that is the one little something that went wrong. I haven't quite figured it out yet. Anyway, I goofed somewhere. You see, I was supposed to make this little speech to the congregation about how I really liked it here and all that. Well, I never got past the introduction before.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I present to you the new vicar.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, others. I miss told you my broke friend.
Dear George, I received your last letter last week. It was good to hear from you. You remember that last time I mentioned the local town villain who chased that nine pastor away. I've been doing a little inquiring about that around town, and from what I've been able to find out, he's much more of a villain than I had originally thought. Why, he has everyone in this town in the palm of his hand.
Went to church and
Sunday school. I had a purpose to go there. He was no fool. And now I very proudly boast. From the Mondays I told my sister, I made sure that I got my share. Just think of the blood I had. Think of the blood he had.
Thank you.
happen tonight.
We have a Christmas program. You remember that girl, Mahitha Bill, I wrote to you about? Well, several months ago, she and her mother came to me one day in my office with a brainstorm.
See their children dear.
which is our Christmas tree. And when we're, it's all lit up.
Thank you.
You're not?
Oh, no, I act so bad and mean, well, but because I'm so small and ugly.
Thank you. Thank you.